Welcome everybody into another episode of the Grub Buds. Sorry to cut off the Wordle talk. I'm sorry, I'd already started the music, so you know. Once it starts, I can't stop it, you know how it goes.
Because famously, we've never done a second take on this show.
Yes, famously, no second takes, especially on the intro. Welcome, everybody, into the episode of the Grub Buds. Of course, I'm your host, the most true machine, Steen. As always, I'm joined by the ho.
Ooh!
Named Joe, Booty Boy Booty, the notice, the throatist, the goatist, the kind of fuzziest, new cardiganist, the Z Vincent
it's
Guthrie.
Got pockets.
Oh. Oh, very nice. Evan, do we have a cool name for you? I can't remember. I feel like you've been on.
The man from heaven.
The man from heaven. Evan.
Howdy.
Hit me with a ha. That's a pretty good note. Yeah. It's no, what was the Jewish boys choir?
Yerushalayim.
Yeah, he's got it. Man, I'll never forgive. We were in a road trip with one of our friends, and we were playing the, because what's the actual name of that? I can't remember the first.
The like, Miami Boys Choir.
Yeah, the Miami Jewish Boys Choir or something like that. And it's they're one of their big songs. And there's like probably a minute or two of lead up. It's a choir song. Mm-hmm. And it like as the drop is about to hit, our friend was driving or he was in the front seat. And he goes, all right, I'm bored with this song. He's like, I don't know why you put this on the playlist. And then skipped it right as the drop was like turning over. And we're like, what the fuck, dude? So that was great. But yeah. Welcome everybody in. Today we celebrate European culture by gobsmacking it with American culture. So we have I took a lot of food photos while I was on my vacation, and I have compiled all of them into a PowerPoint. And then so for every place I put all the food photos I took in that place of things I ate. And you guys are going to guess the locations.
Guess where that place is?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then the flip side of that is that while we do that, we are going to try the new Chicken Big Mac from McDonald's, the Krabby Patty from Wendy's, the Pineapple Under the Sea Frosty,
yep,
and strawberry and cream pies from McDonald's.
Yeah.
So.
Sorry, no cream pies.
Three? Oh, you got the Wordle in three?
Mm-hmm.
Proud of you. Good for you.
Proud of myself.
That was the name of my first fantasy team.
Wordle. In, yeah. All right. So let's
focus on the episode now.
Thank you. Thank you. Let's get into it. I assume we're going to start with Frosties. Probably going to.
Makes more sense.
Yeah.
Let's throw the Frosties in the hot bag, see what happens.
Who's got spoons? Who's got.
Truman. Are there spoons in the Wendy's bag?
All right. Well, I'm going to pull them out.
I will say, I believe what I've heard, it's literally just vanilla frosting, and they put the shit at the bottom, so you have to, like, stir it up.
Right, it looks like it looks like pineapple syrup.
Under the sea.
Oh. Is that the point?
I would assume so.
It's a pineapple upside-down frosty.
I assume it's syrup that they just pumped in there and then put the frosty.
I also have heard tales of...
Are you guys okay sharing a frosty?
Do you
need a cup to put the frosty in? I guess you could spoon it out. It might help stir it up at least.
Yeah. Peas.
One for you, one for you.
Not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor. I wish they would, but.
Great sponsor.
No, peas just sold, so. They got sold right before the season, but. Joe, you can start joining us at Peas for the game. You and Morgan. You and your wife. I don't know if we've ever said her name on the show. I feel like we've probably said her name on the show.
I say Morgan all the time.
Okay. Not exactly doxing.
I mean, it looks like there's none, but here, yeah. But
you know what? Just start harassing every Morgan in Kansas, and eventually you'll start harassing Joe's
eventually
wife.
You'll find my Morgan.
Yeah.
Okay, I do see a
time. You know what? Now that I've said that, I realize there's an obvious way to hunt it down, but...
What?
Nah, that's fine.
Nah, I don't need to say it. Listen, if they can't put it together, they can't harass you. You know, for our 20-view YouTube videos.
Yeah.
Where's your cup?
I feel like you guys got more stuff than us.
Come on, fucker, yeah. We gotta get the shit out of the
I think this is just a vanilla frosty.
Another cup for you.
Here.
Did you get any of the stuff at the bottom?
No.
Joe, you gotta give Evan some stuff from
there's
the
like
bottom.
No stuff in there.
Oh,
there was no stuff at the bottom.
Stuff?
Like I specifically dug and gave him a spoonful from the bottom, and there's There's like, I have hint of pineapple in mine.
Okay, all right.
You know what this tastes like to me?
A vanilla frosting.
A vanilla frosting.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Which is still pretty good.
I give it a boo.
You know,
I give it a doom.
Dude, the fucking...
Here's the test.
I don't know. Costco frosting. Guy's discourse has gotten out of hand. I'll say it.
I saw the quarterback from Texas, Quinn Ewers, celebrating a touchdown this week with the Costco guy's We Bring the Boom dance. So, the stepping, yeah. So yeah, it has gotten a little out of hand at this point. I'll agree with you. That meme has had much longer legs than I ever expected it to.
It's starting to get a little too cringy though, like
a little bit.
Just everything you see, like behind the scenes footage.
Yes, the dad takes it way too fucking seriously.
I mean, let's talk about it. And then we'll get into actual stuff, but I've seen the behind the scenes stuff, but I've also seen people point out that like every time he's making an editing decision, he's absolutely nailing it. He's making the right editing decision where he's like, yeah, do that over again. No, switch this. No, you say it. Now you say it. Now we do it. And also as people that have done things similar, it does. For things that are honestly silly, when you're recording it, it does feel more serious than we should be taking it. But there is only one way for it to come out, as I think, as well as they do. And it's weirdly like that. But
yep.
Okay, I'm getting enough pineapple in this, actually.
Maybe I'm too in my head about it because I heard something online.
Did you actually get any pineapple of him? Like, I'm barely getting a hint in, like, an aftertaste of mine.
Do you guys want to try mine?
Yeah. I was like, I get enough pineapple that I'm getting it, but Evan might be the one to.
Are you getting it?
Did you get a lot?
Yeah.
Are you tasting it, Evan? Vincent?
Yeah.
Man, why am I? I think it's the V's. You both have V's in your name, and that's just so.
No, I said I am.
I know, but I called you Evan by accident.
Okay, I get the pineapple there. Yeah. That's fine.
It's, yeah. What were you going to say? What did you see online?
Someone said, and I feel like I'm in my head about it, which is why I'm like projecting, maybe. That they thought it tasted like mango and not pineapple.
It does taste more like mango.
Yeah.
Like, I was going to say it tastes almost like pineapple stem or something weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
I tasted that and I'm like, this artificial reminds me pineapple. Of like yogurt I had as a kid, specifically mango or peach and mango.
Yes. Yeah. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
That's
as someone who enjoys pineapple way more than I enjoy mango.
I was
a little disappointed.
I was going to comment that it tastes much more like something different. About the pineapple.
I wonder if that just means that mango is creamy pineapple.
No.
Tangy pineapple, perhaps. It's got a different... There's a bite to it.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's almost like getting like the rind of a watermelon but with the pineapple, but you can't really get the rind of a pineapple.
You just get the middle.
I guess that's true.
The inverted rind, if you will.
Yes. If I will.
He will.
All right.
Put the rest of this in the coffee.
Ooh.
Let him cook.
They make those in the morning. Has anybody ever had one of those?
Frappuccino?
The like frosty.
A frosty coffee?
No, like the frosty coffees, yeah.
I haven't heard
what? That sounds gas.
Yeah, they put it's like frosty cream in their morning coffees. Speaking of fast food breakfast.
Like the starter? Like
Joe, the have you heard the news?
Is there a new Taco Bell breakfast item?
Oh,
we
in a way.
In a way.
In a way, yes. I'm here to absolutely destroy you, Joe.
Is it the loss of a breakfast Taco Bell breakfast item?
Yes, it is the loss of a Taco Bell breakfast item. Joe, it is the loss of all of the Taco Bell breakfast items.
Aww.
They are discontinuing the Taco Bell breakfast.
Did they put a date on that?
I haven't seen a date. I've just seen
I'm not
going to
lie.
Because I told my friend who gives me a ride to work that we need to stop one of these days. And I was like, we got to pick it the fuck up. Like, we're going tomorrow, as it turns out.
Yep. I mean, not that I didn't see it coming. Because the one that's right next to my work that I drive right by.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently in the app no longer opens at 8.
Yeah.
Because that was like, I'll
Friday treat.
I'll be like 10 minutes late, guys.
Yeah, right.
Stop at Taco Bell and get something.
Mm-hmm.
They open at 9. I'm like, really? So I can't order breakfast and just be a tad late?
Well, you could just walk over.
Well, but like on payday Fridays, I would stop and get like a dozen of the breakfast burritos.
Oh, just, and bring it in for
just,
everybody?
Just because I'm nice to nice to people in the office.
Oh, that is nice.
But man, no, that's not where my head went at all. I was just like, damn, he just
all for myself.
Dozen breakfast.
Like, why do you think that? Paid. I get 12 burritos.
He like fucking takes them home, pops them in the freezer, and just like has burritos. For
meal
the next
prep.
Week.
Your meal prep and the breakfast. The Taco Bell breakfast burritos. I can see that.
Dude, yeah. my college roommate would meal prep. He'd go to Papa Murphy's on Monday, get a large pizza, and then eat it for the next 5 days.
Did you see that? John
it was a good money-saving strategy.
Yes, all the pizzas.
Yeah. He fucking shat on Papa Murphy's.
Yes, he did. I also don't fucking get the Papa Murphy's. I don't understand Papa Murphy's. I get it that it's supposed to be better. It's better than a frozen pizza or whatever. But
I don't have
it's
a fucking
still
pizza
a
oven.
A fucking pizza that you have to cook, dude.
You don't need a pizza oven. You just need a normal oven.
Yeah, but pizza in a pizza oven's better.
You are a Papa Murphy's defender, aren't you?
I was a Papa Murphy's family growing
yes.
up.
I thought you might have been.
That makes so much sense.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Based on what I know about Joe.
I had a friend who worked at Papa Murphy's, and that's like my only experience with it. She said she defended it. But I've never gotten the hype.
I've had Papa Murphy's maybe two or three times. Mm-hmm. And I think we got like the second time that we got it, my grandpa's like, oh, go pick up the new like Papa Murphy's, the pizza place. And I brought it back and he's like, we have to fucking cook it.
Why is it cold?
Yeah, right. It's like one time we went to Chipotle, he's like, I don't really like rice or beans in my burrito. And I was like, all right, grandpa. Like you got like, he's like, I want steak and cheese. That's probably it.
That's crazy.
Why did I bring you to Chipotle?
Brought it home, and he's like, what the fuck is this? I'm like, what else did you want? It's steak and cheese, man.
My brother in Christ, you made the burrito.
Yeah, right.
I'm just trying to imagine the look on the Chipotle guy's face. Just like, white or brown rice? Nah.
No.
Black or pinto beans? Nah.
And it being in a burrito, too.
Yeah.
I can't remember somebody who's like, I can roll anything. I can roll. It's some like TikTok where they're like, I can roll everything. And it's just like, all right, just the bean water. Just the water. He's like, oh. This guy's like, all right, let's do a little bit. Hold on. Let's do a couple. I think there's
one of these.
Okay, so there's seven spots. Yes, seven. So there'll be seven slides. So we'll do one or two. And then this is only one food. Yeah, do you have a question?
That is not Chicago. That's...
What are you talking about? The Sears Tower is right there.
The Rolling Hills of Chicago.
I see Stonehenge in the background. So.
Yeah. Stonehenge.
The famous Barcelona Stonehenge.
What is that? Fried mac and cheese bites?
It's a fried rice ball that is actually pistachio and bacon.
So what's the stringiness from?
Cheese. It's also cheesy. Oh, okay. Cheesy rice ball with pistachio and bacon.
Sounds so gas.
Yes. The rest of all of Europe is very pistachio, I will say, as opposed to the U.S. that I think went very peanut.
Peanut, yeah.
But pistachio goes in a lot of things. We had a pistachio coffee. Mm. It's not in here. We had a pistachio coffee in Napoli, and it was fucking awesome.
So Rome and Napoli. Nipoli.
Yep.
Those are both Italy.
Yep.
Barcelona, Spain, obviously.
Yep.
Toulon, no idea. What is that?
Kind of say it. Say it again. Say it and then kind of.
I'm dumb.
Toulon.
Toulon.
Sure. Toulon. That doesn't help.
Now what country do you think it's
from? Portugal.
What country? No.
Spain.
No.
Italy.
One more. Keep going.
Greece? France?
There we go. Yeah, that's
okay.
France.
Okay.
Toulon.
So Brock? Okay. That fourth
broccoli.
One's broccoli.
That's broccoli, which is in Sicily.
Turkey.
Okay. Which is in Sicily, which is also part of Italy. Taormina is also in Sicily, which is also part of Italy.
Okay.
Is Sicily the little
yes.
island?
It's the boot. Ball that the boot is cooking. The boot is kicking, yeah.
Okay.
Where do you guys think?
So all that being said.
Right. Part of it is that they're... Honestly, there's no reason for like some of these cities. For all the cities, there's no reason you should be able to guess it. This is impossible almost.
Cool. Give me broccoli.
Yeah.
Broccoli? You're going broccoli?
Give me Toulon.
Did you say Taormina is in Italy?
It's in Sicily, which is in Italy.
I'll go with Taormina.
Taormina? Okay.
Nipoli.
Nipoli? All right. Your answer is? Evan. Evan's got it. That's what? That's Terramina. That's it's a little like town that's on top of a mountain. I don't have anything to click and show you. I'm not going to show you Google Maps, I guess. I could bring up Google Maps. Do you guys want to see Google Maps of Terramina?
You didn't have the fucking answer hidden so you can click the slide and it pops up?
No. No, I just... I knew where all these... I know where
no, no. He would accidentally click it and yeah, be like, sure. Oh, wait, no, that was one of the options.
Right, I was worried about that, yeah. So, no. Yeah, dude, the cheese pull on this was insane. This is called an arancini.
That's so like a goofy movie cheese pull.
Dude, right yes. There. This is... Yeah, so... Tina got a good photo of me. Was you also see me holding my big ass water because you have to buy waters there. You can't really, there's no like free water to fill up a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. Unless you're in Rome. Rome has free water. Napoli might have had free water, but Rome definitely had a bunch of free water because they still have like aqueducts that are yep. still feeding working. Water into the yeah. cities.
Almost all ducks are in the aqua.
Thank you, Evan.
I hate this man.
All right.
Fuck! I specifically saved fries to put in the Frosty and then didn't do it.
Yeah, we slammed these Frosties. Maybe one more. One more here. Okay. There's a couple dishes here. Can't see. So this is a pasta, butter, and bacon dish.
This it's called is like carbonara.
The red sauce version of that. This is like a red sauce and meat. Red sauce with meat, and it's like stacked with like noodles and ricotta cheese in it. Then there's this pizza down here, and then this is a pasta with that has like butter and pepper and cheese on it.
Yeah, what does the plate say, Joe?
Mercado Travi.
I'm pretty sure that says. I think Applebee's East Chicago.
Yes. Where do you guys think this is? Where do you think we ate this food?
I'm feeling
this
Napoli.
Would be a wild Chicago.
Napoli.
I was also thinking nipples.
Napoli.
Broccoli.
Broccoli. I'm gonna fuck you guys up. no, guys, this is actually Rome.
Damn it.
Yes, this is carbonara.
I was about to say that too. Damn.
This is a carbonara. The thing where I was like, well, obviously Rome, but I was like, what's one like a step below Rome? Yeah. I was like, we'll do Napoli.
So I guess like carbonara. Obviously, if you've ever made it, it's very simple ingredients. It's just butter. Was it pancetta and noodles and cheese? Yeah. And apparently that's because this was essentially like a kind of a peasant dish. And the same with the. Cacio e pepe, which is what that is. I didn't say these names on purpose, so I didn't. I wanted obviously.
Oh, so you didn't stack, cut. So you didn't cut it down to the 4 of 7 Italian answers.
Yeah, obviously the red sauce, the red meat sauce with layered noodles and ricotta cheese. This is a lasagna, by the way, up here. And then
he lives in silence.
This is essentially like carbonara. This is essentially carbonara, but it's just red sauce version. And then this is a. That is a, of course, oh my gosh.
A pizza.
Pizza.
No, margarita pizza. It's a margarita pizza, and then it's a 4 cheese.
Margaritas. Pizza, yeah. So I'll take 2.
Yes, that was a pizza. I did just say pizza on that one. I was like, obviously, that's a pizza.
Fucking for my birthday party that we had up at the Geekery, I had a friend who brought pizzas, and I had some fucking drink that I was drinking. I was drinking like a White Claw or something, and I was eating a margarita pizza, and so I was like, you don't want a margarita with your margarita pizza? And I was like, shit, you're right. So I went and we had like little like canned margaritas in the thing. And so then I opened that and then I finished the pizza. And so I'm just standing there with my 2 drinks. And so I was like, damn, this is going hard tonight. I was like, this is a happenstance. I had to have the margarita with the margarita.
This is an unfortunate happening.
All right.
This is not reflective of my character.
Pineapple Frosty. How are we feeling about it?
You've changed the rating scale at some
50
point.
50 is mid now.
50 is mid?
Yeah.
Okay. 50 is about what used to be a 70.
Okay.
And then spread above the 50 however you'd like. That's been much discussion about that.
Okay. 80 to 100 is an A. 60 to 80 is a B. 40 to 60 is a C.
No, not really.
20 to 40 is a D. And then everything else is garbage.
Really 60 to 50 is about a C. 50 to 60 to 40 is kind of a D, and then 40 below is kind of an F. So,
what
kind of helped expand?
You said 50 to 60 is a C, and then a 60 to a 40.
It kind of helped
is
expand
D.
The
you
bad
just
range.
Overlapped C and D.
Yeah, it kind of helped expand.
Yeah, they're the same to us.
It kind of helped us expand the range of things that were bad and also expand the range of things that were good.
Okay.
Expand Dawn.
We realized we weren't rating anything below like a 55. We're like, well, okay, we got to change this.
Yeah. That being said, I kind of fucked with this, even though I talked shit on it tasting like mango and not liking mango. I don't know, something about this just worked. I liked it. Wasn't like fantastic. It's like during, it's only like a 65, but I expected it to be lower. So
fair.
Pleasantly surprised.
Well, good. I was also going to give it about a 62.
62?
I was like, it's a frosty with something else in it, but I mean.
I think if, like, I pretty much just had a vanilla frosty the first half.
Yeah.
And so that's probably like a 70. I think I liked the pineapple bit or the one that tasted mango-y a little less. So I'm going to give it like a 66.
66 from Evan. I kind of like a fresher, kind of rinier taste. So I did like it. I would also probably agree a vanilla frosty is about a 70. So I would say that this is probably a 72. It's just a hint of slightly fresh fruit peel, I guess. So there you go. All right. Let's get into the next thing. What would you guys like to have next?
Whatever you pull out. We can finish out Wendy's.
Yeah, let's do the Krabby Patty. Let's do it. Let's bust it out.
Wendy's nuts.
Central style.
Evan, how do you like tomatoes?
How do I like tomatoes?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've grown up a little in the last couple years.
That's unfortunate.
Well, guess
like,
what?
Like you mentioned a margarita pizza. I mess with those now.
Oh, well, guess what?
So cooked tomatoes, fine. But like when you just slap a raw tomato on something, I'm like, why are we doing
like
this?
Like if I ever order a burger, I'm ordering it without tomatoes.
Well, guess
what?
Yeah.
Good news.
Well, guess what? You don't have to find out.
Okay. Vincent doesn't like tomatoes. Me and Joe, big tomato guys.
Oh.
Yeah, so one of these doesn't have.
I bet you guys love the Fortnite town of tomato.
Speaking of, if you're trying to.
Why'd you get a no on both?
Because I added two of the same things, so when I hit edit, it edited both of them.
He's
that's fine.
I'm fine. Speaking of Joe, because if you've got extra tomatoes, always feel free to send it this way.
Oh, season's over.
God damn it! All right, that's fair. It's okay. It's fine. It's fine.
I'm sorry. I don't live with my parents anymore, so I don't have...
God damn it, I should have been...
not around it every day.
So what all is going to be on this?
Lettuce and the Krabby Patty sauce.
And onions.
Special Krabby Patty.
And cheese.
Yes.
And
did we get doubles or singles, Joe?
And I assume the pickles as well. I think it's looks like a double.
There's no shellfish in this, right?
Are you allergic to shellfish?
No.
Oh.
But I don't want to eat a burger with shellfish on it.
Oh, I guess you do have a...
I just take one?
Wife
he also
home.
Has that's a wife.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I guess. Do you guys need?
Doesn't look that messy.
No, it looks fine.
And then it's got the secret Krabby Patty sauce, which I have also heard what people think it is.
I'm just going to take the bun off and give it a lick. Probably.
According to SpongeBob, I think it's actually chum.
Yeah, no, like there have been like more than one allusion to the fact that there may or may not be fish in the Krabby Patty in the show.
Oh, really? Oh God.
They're just like cannibalizing themselves.
Ooh, I can hear a good crunch in that lettuce.
I think it's the onion.
Are you guys in or out on lettuce on burgers?
Normally out, like the shreddice.
Or if you're ordering at like Five Guys, are you getting lettuce?
At Five Guys, I just say give me everything.
Really? Five Guys, you get everything on a burger?
No, like all the free ones.
Oh, yeah, right.
That's why we were concerned. You can't just say everything. Like, hold on.
No, I mean, all the toppings are free.
But if I'm making burgers at home... Lettuce is not something I'm getting out and chopping up for them.
Fair. Does kind of just taste like Big Mac sauce, which is just Thousand Island sauce.
Yep. That's what I've seen online. I feel like, but it's just Thousand Island.
Oh, look at that. Is that long pickles? No.
Not long.
No, but it's just pickles on top of lettuce.
But Joe is hungry when he did his Krabby Patty review. He said he thought they used romaine lettuce, which is like not what Wendy's typically uses on their burgers.
Hmm.
So. Is that what they put on their chicken sandwich, crispy chicken sandwich?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I do like a crispy chicken sandwich from Wendy's. Simple.
Wendy's has really fallen off for me. It really is never my go-to.
Well, the prices have gone up, and the things they've been putting out haven't been worth it.
Also, the Wendy's breakfast burrito, if you like egg, fucking slaps.
Mm-hmm.
If you like a slightly over easy egg.
That one's a worst nightmare.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That would kill a small Victoria.
Yes. But I would say they put almost like a sausage patty and then like a round egg on top of that and then roll it. And so it's kind of, but it's kind of nice that there's like something interesting going on in the burrito instead of just the mush that you get normally.
Instead of just a scramble of.
But some people say that breakfast burrito should have a bit of a smush. So take that for what you will also. All right. Well, we enjoy this fine American cuisine. Let's do a little bit more of this
This fine Atlantic cuisine.
Yes.
Under the sea.
Atlantic. Where is... yes.
It's probably around Kiribati.
What?
Kiribati.
Well, don't they wash up on California in the movies?
Oh, yeah. David Hasselhoff?
Mm-hmm. So that'd be Pacific, right?
Yeah, Pacific cuisine, my bad.
Yeah, Pacific.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, because they're definitely out in the ocean, for sure.
I think Bikini Bottom was named after Bikini Atoll.
Yeah, which would mean like way more Pacific, right? Yeah.
Vincent, would you grab me a Coke Zero out of the Mountain Pacific Dew, Theater. The Diet Mountain Dew box? A little bit of a misdirect for you there.
You have any Starry?
I've got a root beer. Root beer? Root beer, mother beer.
Root beer, no!
Is
root
there a non-required soda that is available?
Evan, you get a little extra early no peek because you're not looking
at
the sodas.
Oh, no, I'm
okay with
someone talking about, like, I know I can't drink the Oreo Coke.
I'm locked
or
in.
The, is it all diet?
A couple dishes from our time in this city.
Root beer.
Damn it, I guess I'll take a Diet Mountain Dew.
We got La Croix.
I'll take a Diet Mountain Dew, sadly.
Crush.
Yeah, I just got...
There's also Coke Zero if you'd rather Coke Zero.
Have you anything on over?
So sad.
I have that 7-Up.
Yep. On the corner.
Right there. Perfect. The one single tiny 7-Up.
We also probably need to put more things in the fridge. I feel like we're running out of cold things in the fridge.
Thanks.
You guys see all the snacks over there now? There's snacks down here.
I hadn't had a chance to peruse them, but I have been alerted to their presence.
Yes. A couple of Rice Krispies. I think there's some
Oreos.
Oreo Thins. The mint Oreo Thins, which are pretty good, honestly.
Oh, yeah, Kiwamisu, we're still in Rome, so this was nipples. No, broccoli's also in.
We're still in Rome, you said?
He means said Italy.
I said Italy.
You no, said, Rome. Said Rome.
Roll the clip.
Yeah, we'll say Rome.
You want to get caught out by that?
Yep.
Imagine we were still in Rome and Truman's just trying to fuck with me, actually.
That would be fun.
Dun, 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 dun.
I'm locking in Rome.
Rome?
Rome.
Are you actually logging it in?
Yeah.
All right, Rome for Vincent. Joe?
Chapel Rome.
Nipply.
Nipply again? Are you just... You're just going to pound that one until...
He's going
to
get one.
Well, to be fair, last time I said broccoli, so...
That's funny.
I'm really switching it up.
I'm going to go with Chicago. They gave you a fork.
Speak to that.
I feel like they don't have forks in Europe.
Yeah, but you see, but that's like a very normalized wine glass.
Yeah. So this is from the start of our trip. So we got stranded on the Chicago tarmac for 2 hours, or for like an hour. And we had to fly to Istanbul, and we were supposed to fly from Istanbul to Venice. They delayed our flight in Chicago, so we ended up missing the boat, essentially, that we were supposed to board in Venice. So they flew us from Istanbul, or from Chicago to Istanbul to Venice, and then... They're like, you'll just have to meet us on the boat on day 3. So instead, we flew from Venice to Rome to another town down here in Sicily. And then we were near the small town of Brucoli.
Dang it.
Which is
damn
a
it,
poor,
it was broccoli.
A poor fishing, kind of like a poor fishing village a little bit. And like, we went and asked. So we went to like get gelato in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
My only complaint about Europe is pretty much all breakfast is sweet. Like, it's a much sweeter breakfast kind of style instead of, like, American eggs and bacon.
Sounds like my kind of place.
You need a good British fry up, dumbass. Yeah.
The plus side
sounds like
of that.
My kind
of
place.
You're a sweet breakfast guy?
I'm a sweets kind of guy.
Yeah.
Whenever.
Oh, then yeah, you'll like that.
That's why they call them Mini Wonka.
It's true. But there's also, like, no soda.
Oh.
They only have Coke or Sprite if you're seeing soda, pretty much.
Interesting.
Coke the Coke Zero, I thought a little better of
it. Although the place over there, do they do the like Italian soda style where it's like club soda and they squeeze syrup into it?
Never saw that in my life.
That's literally an American thing that we've happened to name after another country again.
I have a sneaking suspicion that yes, it is.
That's funny.
But also all the soda, I think, is less sweet over there also. But
tangentially related, I went to another Broken Egg Cafe over the weekend, mm-hmm. and I got a Mediterranean omelet. It had just like fucking Euro meat in it, and it was gas.
Nice.
Feta cheese?
Yeah. What meat?
Cavatappi olives?
No, olives. That would have been gas. That
fresh been lamb?
I
slaughtered.
So.
Just slaughtered right in the kitchen. Where I'm going with this is, so we went to go get gelato. We basically are talking to this lady through the Google Translate app. And we're like, where should we go in the town? And she's basically like, nowhere. Leave. Like, go.
Fucking leave.
Like, not like. She's like, there's nothing to do here. You should go to the bigger city.
Yeah.
10 minutes that way. But we didn't have a car. So we're like, well, fuck. We're here. I think it was basically, the vibe, honestly, it's like if somebody was like, oh, I'm from Italy. And you're like eating at like a Starbucks in Raytown.
Yeah.
They're like, where should I go in Raytown? And they're like, fucking nowhere, dude.
Away from
go
here.
Go to Kansas City. Yeah. Go to the big, go to downtown. Go do anything over there.
Yeah, the equivalent.
Why
of,
are you?
Yeah, like you're saying, like landing in Gardner and going, oh, what is there to do around here? And right. You're like,
why are
way.
You in Raytown? Get out of here. Yeah. So, so this is, that is on the far side. I don't know if you can tell, but that is pasta with
black
octopus.
Napkins?
That's octopus.
Ooh. Oh.
That was one of the few times I've actually eaten octopus. I don't really, and not, I still don't love it.
Calamari.
It was good, but it was still rubbery. It's still a little rubbery, which has always been. It's too chewy. I don't really like it that much.
Dude, fucking, I was watching some Sophia Nygaard ass video where she was in Vegas and like ranking all of the fucking like celebrity chef restaurants out there,
mm-hmm.
and they had like some octopus at Bobby Flay's restaurant, and she was like, I normally hate octopus, but this was fucking gasoline, and like now I want to go to Vegas to try fucking Bobby Flay's octopus, and I'm just like pissed about the whole experience. This is a thing I want to do now.
That's funny. The wine that you see in this photo is $5 a liter.
Hell yeah.
A liter for the, and the wine was so good. Honestly, all the red wine, slightly chilled. And I think that's how I want to enjoy wine nowadays. It's just a little cold, honestly. I think that helps a bit with the bite.
One of the guys in my like men's group studied abroad in Italy, and he was saying, yeah, that there was just the local place, which had basically a like 7-Up bring a cup kind of day, or 7-Eleven bring a cup, but it was all the time. You just showed up with a jug. And it was €4 to fill up whatever jug you brought.
Yep.
Getting the Duna Sea filled with.
That, it felt more like
a
that.
A better wine than we can even possibly get over here. And it's their table wine that's the cheapest thing ever.
Yeah. And I would say that was probably like more in Sicily. But the other towns that we went to were very big tourist towns. So,
yeah.
Like, what I will say, I don't think I ever really want to go back to Rome, to be honest with you. Was it cool? Yes. I loved seeing all the buildings and stuff. But man, there's so many fucking people everywhere you go. Where
Because everybody
like,
goes
everywhere.
To Rome.
I would go and just go do one thing in Rome. You know, like go just see one building next time and go instead of walking around to all the fucking buildings.
What were the Romans doing?
They were doing as they do in Rome.
Why didn't you do that?
I was doing what they were doing. Oh, looking at the building. We were all looking at the buildings. Hold on, I'm trying to remember what this dessert is. Because
that was
called.
Something that my parents talked about.
Is it not tiramisu?
That's no, it's flan.
Just, oh, yeah.
It is cassata. It's tiramisu.
Carne asada?
Cassata, which is an Italian cake.
It Rome, is more like Rome.
Typically composed of a round sponge cake moistened with fruit juices or liqueur, layered with ricotta cheese and candied fruit. So you can see the candied fruit on top, the ricotta cheese.
Well, that's kind of cute.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. It has a shell of marzipan, pink and green colored icing and decorative designs. Similar.
Fancy.
So there you go. But that's a cassata.
What I will say to you is my parents echoed your take on Rome. Because they did the opposite of your trip. They stayed like in Rome for like 10 days.
Oh, yeah.
No, and they were saying that like you said, there's so many places
more
where.
More like grown. Nice.
Where you're like. There's just a hallway of pictures and everything like that. But whatever tour you're on just runs you through it, and you don't get to stop and look at any of the actual things because there's so many people that have to get through there, and it's like...
Our tours were a little better where they did kind of stop and let us look, but like still, like we didn't go inside the Parthenon or the Pantheon, which is would have been what I really would have wanted to do because I don't, you know...
I want to kill a man in the Colosseum.
They're all cool, but like, you know... seeing the Vatican was cool, but we didn't stand in the 2-hour line to go inside the Sistine Chapel. And, you know, we saw another like church that was pretty cool, like all the paintings on the ceilings, the paintings, I almost said drawings on the ceiling.
The drawing. The little drawings, doodles.
Whatever the fuck they were doing up there. But so there's some, but like, you know, that doesn't have any religious impact on me. So I was kind of like, I would have just, but the Pantheon is, you know, a perfect dome that they did back in the fucking, the before times, you know, so it's kind of fun. All right, dome. Yes, the dome in Rome.
Rome more.
All right,
dome.
let's rate this Krabby Patty.
Was that 4?
No, but it's all right. We can do like 1 or 2 here or there. So, okay. The Krabby Patty, where are you guys at on this one?
I liked it. You know?
Speak to that.
What? I ate it, but now I'm trying to remember. Was it a double?
Yes.
This is the most just burger ever. Honestly,
I enjoyed the addition of sauce to it.
Sure. It reminds me how much just a Dave single is. Honestly, I will say Wendy's are pretty hit or miss, and this Wendy's that we go to, I think, is not that great. Mm-hmm. Personally, in my opinion, as a Wendy's, obviously. But
yeah, the fries were not
good. The fries were not good at all. The burger,
I think, was definitely better than the fries that we had, but we're not ranking the fries.
So. But I think the burger was just fine. And I would rate it at, like, I'm going to rate it at, like, a 47. Like, I don't think I didn't really.
Wendy's during the month of March. Love speak that to that. Roaring Bowl, please. Call in right now on Discord.
Maybe because the March Madness Biggie Bag, because they run the Biggie Bag deal.
They still do that.
They run the Biggie
Bag. I got
bag
a Biggie
ad.
Bag this last week.
Right, but they run the big ads, right? What's the song?
Whopper, Whopper.
No, fuck it.
Doing junior double.
God damn it. What's the fucking Biggie Bag song?
Always flame grilled with your toppers.
Is it the one that goes like, get your Biggie Bag at Wendy's this weekend? Biggie Bag. $5. Crispy chicken
also,
or Dave's double.
Although also, cut to Rory knowing the exact deal.
Yeah, free Dave single.
Oh. Who are you calling? Hey, can you sing the Biggie Bag song?
The Biggie Bag song?
Bag alert. Bye. Bag alert, major bag alert. That's
Owen. Owen.
I thought Owen would probably know that was it, but the bag alert, major bag alert. That one, yeah. They always run that ad, I feel like, during March Madness. Free Dave single with any purchase? Okay, see, if I was having that, it would make it better.
Does the place in Manhattan still do the March Madness? Where it was like, whichever round it was, that's how many cents the
margaritas were.
The chips and queso was.
Oh, chips and queso, that's right. Because
I know we went on like,
It's the weird one. Carlos O'Kelly's.
Carlos O'Kelly's.
Yeah.
Yes, the one that's.
Gotta get some Papa's O'Kelly's.
Yeah.
Potatoes.
What the fuck is happening?
It's Carlos O'Kelly's is a weird like Irish-Mexican fusion place in Manhattan.
Okay.
That's a chain, actually.
That's a chain?
Yeah, I used to go there in Hutch, like, a lot as a kid.
God.
They have really good chips and salsa.
Okay.
But everything else is very...
Is it better than Chili's chips?
Can you get, like, a fucking corned beef burrito?
Yeah, I think so.
Probably.
All right.
Maybe.
You said that. You have spoken it into existence. We could make that work.
That's right. We could do that.
That
on
could be
Grubbus.
Awesome.
Listen, we have...
I don't like corned beef.
We have the technology.
The meat. You don't like corned beef?
No. It's ass. Oh.
I'm going to show up and I'm going to sous vide a corned beef on Truman's counter for 3 days. And it's
going to
be awesome.
Come March, we're going to try corned beef in a bunch of... We're going to make you try corned beef in a bunch of different ways.
Corned beef hash, corned beef with potatoes.
That's
we'll somehow
still
make it a burrito.
Corned beef hash. You know corned beef with different hash.
You know what I mean.
Corned beef vape. You've already got hash covered.
Yeah, I mean, if we're sous videing it, you can just get out of the bag, you know? Obviously, I can't believe that out of all that, I feel like a Reuben feels right up your alley.
God, no. Sauerkraut and Thousand Island and rye bread. Literally every part of Reuben is the worst thing you could be doing on a sandwich.
I don't
honestly
know.
For you, that feels that
you know,
feels,
I'm not gonna lie.
Your personality for me, in my head, that feels like everything.
Corned beef, ass meat, swish, ass cheese,
although,
sauerkraut, ass topping, rye, ass bread, okay. Thousand Island,
once,
ass dressing.
Once Joe
it's literally the worst part of everything.
The funnier part of that is once Joe's like, oh, that's an everything hits for me. I was like, oh, never mind. Vincent doesn't like it. I was like, yeah, I should have known that was the opposite. What is it like?
You know what was weird for that for me? You said Reuben is like right up your alley. It made me think, Vincent, you could be called Reuben.
Yeah, you look. Yeah, you can be a Reuben.
Stop it! This is cyberbullying.
All of March, we're calling you Reuben. All right.
some things.
I know some things that are worse that you can do to a sandwich. All right, fair enough.
Worse, yeah.
Don't
come.
Don't talk. There you go. Back to our roots. Joe, a score for this Krabby Patty.
Oh, I'd at least give it like a 60. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. All right.
I actually am a big burger guy.
Yeah.
Well,
me too.
No, I mean, like, I'm not snobby about it. I just like burgers in general.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, like, a low-tier burger for me is always, like, a 50.
Right.
Like, even on this scale. Yeah. So, I'm giving it a 75. I liked it. It made me
good sauce.
Think I'm going to go get this again.
Really?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I did not think that. No. We did get cool stickers, though, so I will be adorning my Mac.
Patties at home kind of guy? Or
nope.
No?
I don't know how to make one.
Oh, okay.
I need to get, like, a burger. I need to get a smasher to make patties.
Yeah.
I want a smash. I want thinner burgers.
I know what someone's getting for Christmas.
I got a big smasher from Chili's, and I can't tell you how fucking disappointed I was that it was fucking thick. Oh, it was so thick. And I'm like, why is the big smasher from Chili's thick? Why is it not thin? Why is it not a smash burger?
That is misleading.
Yeah.
Advertisement.
Right. Yeah.
Because there was.
The burger just fucks. it's the one doing the smashing.
Yeah. I guess. Yeah. It fucks me up. Smashes all that shit down into my stomach.
Colon.
Like 52. Yes.
52?
Like it's like mid, slightly above mid. I did like the sauce added. I feel like more than just doing thing. But I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Roaring Bowl also said, went to Chili's and didn't do the 3 for $10.99. To be fair, Chili's is advertising the 3 for $10.99 with the Big Smasher right now. But I got the Big Smasher, and that wasn't 3 for $10.99. But it was in the, it's in the like options, but it's technically 3 for $12.99. I also got the Skillet Queso. I got the Dip Trio, which added the Skillet Queso, which added $4 also, but... Looking back on it, I just do the chips and salsa. Listen, we don't need to dive that much into Chili's, but...
So, about food that Truman ate that happens to not be at Chili's.
Yes.
Roll the clip.
This one sucks. No, but... okay.
Yeah, so I did the 3 for $10.99 deal, but I got extras on all of them, so it was like $25.
Right. I know what I'm saying. But to be fair, they're advertising the 3 for $10.99 with the Big Smasher right now. Yes. Yeah, right. It's only 3 for $10.99 if you get the base burger, just chips and salsa, and just a drink. But for whatever reason, they're saying 3 for $10.99. Saying the Big Smasher. I know what I did wrong. I know how we got here, but also the triple dipper combo, you could split that between two people. That's fucking fire. All of those too. So
triple dipper?
Yep.
Hardly know her.
There you go.
Alright, what's next?
Burger.
Chicken burger?
Chicken burger. Woo. This is not warm. It feels cold a little bit. Actually, there's napkins on the bottom of it, so it might just be the napkins.
Insulated.
It doesn't feel cold, at least. I think that'd be a little disturbing.
It might have just been the napkins, honestly.
It feels a little lukewarm.
Yeah, it feels a little room temperature.
Don't want to cross-contaminate for cleaning off the knife.
Burger, I hardly know. That's a good one, too, honestly. There's evidently a new BWW burger or BWW deal that is 6 for $19.
Six wings for $19? Not bad.
Yeah, that sounds like fucking Buffalo Wild Wings. Meow.
Meow.
This is going to be messy. Also, this doesn't look like a normal McChicken pack.
All right. I'm going to read. Rory Bowl has convinced me to re-download the Buffalo Wild Wings.
Do they still have their
app.
Chicken sandwiches?
Yes. So what I've understand is that this is technically different from a McChicken patty.
It is.
Burger time.
You can
it's
look
closer,
at it, and it's definitely different.
It's closer to like a McNugget, they
to
said.
Isn't that what a McChicken is, though?
No.
This looks like a regular chicken patty.
20
like,
boneless, 12 bone-in, 2 fries, 2 drinks for $19. No fucking shot.
Lunch. 20 boneless, 12?
No way.
That can't be true.
That seems like a good price.
That is a good price.
That's why they're confused.
That's why we're like.
Why are you confused?
Because fucking Buffalo Wild Wings has been fucking people for so long.
Yeah, I mean, it's
the number of times that I've gone in there and paid twice as much as I should, and then they take a half hour to get it to the table.
We've also pretty much just banned it on this show because it's always just fucked us. They've always been so bad to us.
This is not a fucking easy sandwich to cut. I tell you what.
That's how you know it's gonna be okay.
Okay, the value bundles.
Okay, so Rory says it's 20 boneless or 12 bone in.
Oh, wow.
For 20.
Man, they are really downgrading
boneless wings. I need you to send me... I'm looking on their app at their value like deals, and I'm not seeing it.
Maybe it's like a regional
thing. I see the 2020. Well, no, that's also not right. There's 20 boneless wings and fries for $26.99 is what I'm seeing right here. So
God, this looks like
20 boneless, two fries, two drinks for $19.99 would be a big difference for me.
Okay. I'm going to put.
We can cut. We have the tech.
I don't think you need a knife for that.
I mean, you're probably not wrong. Fuck you, Owen.
Also, the Kelsey's picks are very funny.
Whoa, Owen's here. Doing
the chicken Big Mac?
Yep.
Yes. Yeah.
Have you had it?
I definitely didn't pre-review it today.
Did you actually eat it today? That's funny.
I hate this man.
What are the odds? BWW should die, to be honest. Hey, I agree, one KC Sports fan. Thank you. Threw it to you on Twitter. All right, let me
I'm giving you the bigger one here, Joe.
Is it like only certain times?
I'm the one that had an extra sandwich.
Yeah, I know.
It's going to be like during
the
football game.
It's only like from 3 to 4 p.m. on Wednesdays.
Okay, so.
From 3 to 3:05.
Okay, this is actually pretty fire. Okay. Okay, so it's two entrees, and it's your option, and it's two entrees, two drinks, two sides. Oh, and you can do wedges. That's a game changer. The fact that you can do wedges is huge. The two entrees, you can do six traditional wings or 10 boneless wings, the All-American cheeseburger, the classic chicken sandwich, or three hand-breaded chicken tenders. That's actually a pretty good deal. That's honestly, that's better than any of the like Applebee's deals you're getting right now. They kind of fucked up the Applebee's deals where now those are all, I think, like, although you get an appetizer with the Applebee's deals.
But you get the Dollarita.
But it's two for 25, I think. You can eat 2 for $25 pretty much.
It was funny. I was doing the Barstool daily trivia, whatever. And it was like, this company is adding like some sort of like dollar spooky drink for October. Yeah. And I was like, dollar drinks. It's got to be Applebee's.
Got to be Applebee's.
Literally no one else in the game.
The Spookerita or whatever, I'm sure. Also, that thing. Those things have to have a million grams of sugar and half a shot of liquor, you know?
As we found out, TwitchCon 2020 don't need a lot. We had so many Dollaritas, they came out and had to collect cups from our tables so they could go do dishes so we could order more Dollaritas.
Did you get drunk?
Brother.
Yeah?
No.
We got so fucked
at really? Yes. Very interesting. There's also something different about drinking like out. Yeah, I don't know if that's true, actually. There's something different about drinking at like a club, I will say. Mm-hmm. Like being at the bars, man, and I swear I'll have six drinks and get pretty trashed, it feels like. But otherwise, not really.
Let's go. What is
it? Oh, let's go. Like, sorry. Last dregs of the sandwich, trying to not get super fucked up by the way it's falling apart.
Nice. How are the Big Macs, guys?
I'll let you find out.
I'm dying with anticipation.
Joe, what's the pin?
Right?
Yeah.
It's my pin, ain't it? Yeah. It oh, I don't. You could definitely see
still
it.
Still on
you
camera there, brother.
But you can't. You couldn't tell those numbers, though.
I could have gone out here.
I figured it out.
Yep.
It's the this. Pin. Oh, and this is the pin.
Nice.
Yeah, thanks.
All right.
Man.
Wow. This is big, honestly.
Yeah. Coming apart a little bit, but.
It's $5.69.
I'll wait for all the flavors to hit you, but I actually like this more than a Big Mac.
Really?
Yeah.
Evan's contemplating life. I've got napkins if you need napkins.
Maybe. I would take one.
We do not have running water down here if you're trying to wash your hands.
Not while I'm eating.
What do you pass those over down?
Just one.
This is how you eat a Big Mac. Friend. Truman, I've been wanting to say this for a while. The Breakfast Club Fantasy Football League sucks, and I hate it. Well, fuck you, buddy. No.
What's wrong with the league?
Maybe you're just bad at fantasy football.
Two quarterbacks, 12 people in the league. So, four people don't have backup quarterbacks. And Aaron slept through the draft. So, Aaron doesn't have any quarterbacks, so he's fucked.
He thought it was during a Chiefs game, so he didn't show up until the eighth round.
He has one quarterback. So, like I said, Aaron's fucked.
Man.
I texted him. I tried. He woke up next morning and said he slept
through it. Aaron doesn't have any quarterbacks?
He's got one.
Sounds like Owen's about to destroy you with a fantasy football trade. I have Jameis because they're going to go to him. You better hope so. I had Spencer Rattler for a long time, and I gave him up in that league. Stupid.
Yeah.
Or a different league. No. Drake May is starting now, too. Could have had him. Could have had Joe Flacco. He's going to start half the games for the Colts. Okay. I'm actually starting to get a little full.
Well, there's only one more thing.
That's true.
I'm realizing I made a mistake.
You only need to get
eating a burger before you eat two burgers.
Did you ever pass one of these to Evan?
He did.
Okay.
Yeah, I used it. Good. You can have one.
I know. I've got
you look like you need one.
Okay. While I continue to enjoy this beautiful chicken Big Mac, let's look at some beautiful European food. Let's see. Let's click to the next one. Bang. What do you guys think this is?
Tina.
That's Tina. Beautiful girlfriend, Tina. That's correct. Feel free to stand up if you want to see it closer.
Tina or the food?
The food. You saw Tina closer than you can see her on a picture.
So we've done Rome. We've done nipples.
Mm. No.
Nipples still has.
No, we have Rome, broccoli, tarragon.
Oh, right. We've only done three. Yeah, it was fucking Rome, tarragon, broccoli.
So we've got
Terramorphous the Destroyer.
Excellent looking charcuterie. More cheese than
you know.
You
who's
can
got
remember.
Good coochie? Toulon. I've been saying it. Give me. No. Wait. No. Yeah. Actually. Yes. Toulon is in France. Fucking.
Yeah.
Full
That's
send.
I was gonna say. I was like, you didn't realize those are just shelves.
Yeah.
Of right?
I was like, wait. Full send. Toulon.
Wait. Why?
Toulon.
Because
the
cheese
top right
bread
is
very French.
Is yeah. It are just shelves of baguettes?
Oh, baguettes.
You've got right here. On your
You got schmutz yeah. on your cardigan.
Is it on the cardigan or is it on the
yes,
oh, it is
cardigan.
On the cardigan, damn.
Most,
it was on the,
why did you stare at me like that? Did you think I was trying to get you with the fucking nose thing?
One. That was a pickle. Dick ass.
Oh, sorry.
Lick it.
And two? Or is that just one? Did you just have the one?
If it was on like me, I thought it'd be funny to just let it ride.
I think
I'll just on the cardigan. I'll save it.
I'll do a content play here and go with Barcelona.
Barcelona?
Barcelona.
The real content play is Chicago.
They don't make bread like that in the States.
Oh, I'm also Toulon.
You're Toulon? It is Toulon.
Gosh,
this is maybe
dang
the most,
it.
This is maybe the most obvious because there is a crepe there. And obviously baguettes.
I thought that was a giant tortilla chip.
No. There's a crepe in that bottom left corner. Mm. Also with the house sangria, that was $5. Also a glass. Fucking fire, by the way.
They don't.
Vincent about to start singing T-Swift. I don't know why.
Because you guys have bad blood.
I'm pretty sure it's the cardigan, but.
Oh, because he's wearing a.
I'm just gay. Cardigan. What do you want from me?
But yeah, that's a. Oh, the cheese was good. Are you guys stinky cheese people?
No,
not particularly.
Do you guys do brie?
No,
I've had a brie.
I'm not a big soft cheese person.
So you wouldn't have loved this cheese. This was definitely, I'm also not a stinky cheese. It was okay. Mm-hmm. And it was very high quality cheese. Also, only $10 for that plate. Like, that's what I will say is like, the barrier to like very good local food was a lot lower than I feel like it is in America. Where if you had local cheese plate with local wine, it would cost you $25. And it at this place, it cost us $10 to $15.
Just as a question, I want to make sure you're saying you mean dollars and you aren't just meaning euros.
No, I am meaning euros. But okay. The exchange rate's only 1.12 right now or something. Okay. So it's not that big of a difference.
So €10 is like $11.
Yes.
Yeah.
Still not bad.
The math checks out.
Yeah. So it's not.
I'm married into a math family.
That's a meth family?
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Heck, he married Walter White.
Independence? Said cardigan like five, six times. Does T Swift say a lot of cardigans?
She's got a big song called Cardigan.
Oh, really?
Well, I don't know. Like,
well, she had that commercial where she goes, "I don't know what to wear," and it's a closet full of identical cardigans.
I don't remember that. I don't remember that at all.
I'm pretty sure it's like a credit card commercial or something.
That sounds right. Like the
where it's like, what's an easier decision?
The Capital One. I feel like she had a Capital One deal there for a while.
Mm.
So yeah, this was too long. This was so it's southern France, so we were sitting along like the coastline. This was a very calm day. It was the second to last day for us, so we just sat along the coastline and drank wine and ate cheese. And there's a cappuccino there in the top left. Is pretty good. Italian guy explained to us that you can have cappuccinos in the morning, but afternoon you should not have any. You should only just have espresso. You shouldn't have anything else other than. You shouldn't be making like cappuccinos. Too heavy to have afternoon. You
said. Interesting.
So, something for you guys to digest there. All right. Okay.
Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll say the neon pizza slice on the wall is also giving Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Joe.
Nipply.
Joe's got it. This is damn Napoli. This is
Napoli?
It might be hard to tell. That's just margarita pizza. That's very like it's got cherry tomatoes on it. It was actually a smoked provolone that was smoked in Mount Vesuvius in the mountains. It's very good.
You know you can get
what
that.
What a fucking asshole.
You can get margarita pizza in America.
Yes. Not like that.
Smoked in Mount Vesuvius.
Also,
my dick.
You can see it on the you can see it on the plate closer to Tina. Not Tina's plate, but the middle plate. They cut this pizza with scissors, not with pizza cutters. So
those are like
they're shears. Yeah,
those are like scissors you'd see in an operating room.
Yeah, those are like clothing.
All of their doctors are chefs there.
And is that a glass Coke bottle I see?
Yes, Tina did get a glass Coke. Ooh. I had, you can see, I had a melon cello. Instead of limoncello, it's like a creamy melon liqueur. And oh man, it was good. That one was good. I wanted whatever that one was. But we didn't take the picture of the bottle or anything. So
I dare.
It wasn't the one that I feel like you can get everywhere in America, but it was something else. It was great.
There's something very America-coded about having a neon sign on the wall, though. That is fucking wild.
Yeah. I mean, pizza, yeah. But
pizza.
This was our recommendation from our tour guide in Napoli, so. But yes, very good. All right, let's rate the Chicken Big Mac. Honestly, I feel solid about it. I feel good about it, I want to say. I don't know if I'd rather... Would you rather get this than two McChickens? Because the two McChickens you can get for cheaper than this.
What I won't lie about, if I could swap the mayo for the sauce, I think that added quite a bit here. Over just a McChicken versus like if you could scrape off the mayo and give it the $1,000.
You like it better with the mac sauce?
I think that would make it. I think that would be.
But you can just do that.
I was going to check. Let me check.
You can probably just say, can I get that with Big Mac sauce?
I might change your world. I would actually flip it. I would, instead on this Big Mac, instead of doing the mac sauce, I would do the mayo. I love the mayo with the McChicken.
All right.
Well, like I thought though, like the Big Mac sauce just went really well with the seasonings and everything in the breading of the chicken, mm-hmm. and also since apparently this is a different patty than the McChicken.
Yes,
right.
This is a tempura chicken.
I would say I like the McChicken patty more than I like this patty.
I liked so okay. If I can hear me out on this, no one else has mentioned it, so I might be crazy. Did it taste slightly like peanut butter to anyone else? There was like a peanut buttery undertone that I was
maybe
getting.
Maybe peanut oil in it or something?
You cannot get it with the Mac sauce.
Damn, you lied to get you. Fucked, idiot.
Not on the app.
You could probably get inside of Mac sauce, I imagine, if you wanted.
I can get it inside of Mac sauce?
A side of Mac sauce.
Yeah, no, you got like a big bucket and then they just throw the sandwich in there.
But
they can't just put a little bit on your sandwich.
They just pull it out with
you.
Tongs and just onto a tray for me.
I lied about that too. I don't think you, but... You could probably order it at the window and say, hey, can I just get Mac sauce on a McChicken? And they'd be like, yeah, whatever.
Something else that you can do, you can get the premium buns for free. So like the chicken slacks used to come on like those like brioche type buns.
Yeah.
You could swap your McChicken buns out for those for free.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you do that still?
Do they still have them?
No.
Yeah.
yeah.
If they have the buns,
I go sesame seed bun on a McChicken?
I would assume so.
Can I do the Filet-O-Fish bun? I assume not. I assume that's a special Filet-O-Fish bun.
Well, because they have to steam it.
It's a steamed bun.
Steamy bun.
Isn't it just the regular bun, but they steam it?
Yeah.
I think. Order with a steamed bun?
The Filet-O-Fish, yeah.
Now order a McChicken. Can I get that with a
right? That's what I'm wondering. Can I get a Big Mac with a steam bun? Man, now we're asking the questions.
Much to test here at GrubBuds.
Yeah. You know what? That'll be a GrubBuds episode. Now
what bullshit can we get away with ordering at McDonald's?
Right. Can we order this?
What the fuck can we do? Trust me. As a kid, we used to grow it up in high school. You're bored. You drive around with your friends. We used to go to McDonald's and order McGangbangs and see if they would make it for us or make us explain what it was. And normally they would not. But sometimes they would give you a free dessert for making them laugh.
Nice.
And that was fun. So if you're nice enough about it. One time we ordered just live fish. We're like, can we get a fish? And they were like, what? Which is dumb. It's not that good of a prank looking back on it. You should only have pure caffeine in the afternoon. Yeah, sorry. Okay. I was just reading the chat comments. Okay.
Truman and reading chat.
It's light enough, late. Yeah.
I know. Thank you. Chicken Big Mac. What are we feeling?
72. I wanted.
Wow. Okay. Just bang.
I enjoyed it.
I wanted to like this more. Like I said, there was a peanut butter flavor in there that was really fucking with me.
Interesting.
And it brought it down for sure. But that was I do probably like it better than the regular Big Mac still.
Honestly, I wonder if it's just the Big Mac interacting with the tempura fried for you did something weird.
I don't know. It was not great. Also, it felt weird having chicken or not cheese on my chicken from McDonald's. It
did feel odd. Yeah, having that was an odd, because I don't even think like the McCrispy had
there was cheese on that.
Yeah, there was cheese on that because it's a Big Mac. The cheese is weird.
Does that mean it had two cheeses or just the one cheese?
I think it's two cheeses on a Big Mac, I want to say.
One per pate.
I feel like when I was cutting it, I only saw cheese on the bottom one.
Now you say that, yeah, but... Oh, you know what? I'll be damned. Big Mac only has one slice of cheese.
I was going to say, maybe... I'm looking at the picture right now. Where they realized that the chicken should not have all that cheese.
That's a fucking scam that there's only one slice of cheese on a Big Mac. Is that normal for the normal Big Mac? Excuse me. Normal Big Mac also only has the one slice of cheese. Man, what the fuck? Fuck McDonald's, bro.
Fuck McDonald's.
Add me a slice of cheese.
Do you have a rating?
So that being said, fucking like 60. Flat 60.
Flat 60. Evan?
So, you know, like, so at my school we've got like Chicken Patty Wednesday.
Yep.
Which is solid.
Yep.
Then, like, I feel like...
Do you eat school lunch?
Yeah, every day. And then I feel
I have a couple of teachers that do it at my school, too. I don't know.
And then some weeks, I feel like Thursday and Friday, they're using the cookbook that's like, how many ways can you cook up a chicken patty? And yeah. They just put it in random stuff.
Yeah.
And this kind of felt like that to me. Like, they're just playing with God right now.
Oh, they got the chicken Big Mac for lunch on Friday.
I don't know. Man. It didn't really fit well together. I didn't notice the cheese, but I'm sure it didn't feel right to me to have cheese with chicken. And then I didn't really like the bun with the chicken. Like,
no, I don't.
I.
It's a lot of bread.
I don't know. I think on the old scale, I would have given this probably like a 60. Like, I would eat it. I would not order it.
So you'd put it at like a 45 or a 50?
45, yeah.
45 here? Yeah. I think I'd rather have two McChickens dressed up in a trench coat, personally.
Yeah.
I think I would rather, for the deal, because it's $2.49, because I just looked at this. It's actually $1.99 if you get a plain McChicken or just a normal. The hot and spicy is $2.49. And I know those are also buy one, get one for a dollar. I know. They used to be the same price. I can't believe they're a different price now.
Hot and spicy chicken Big Mac. What are we doing?
Yeah, now we're talking. Wait. Again. Can we do it?
Hold on. Think they should have done a Big Mac where one of the patties is chicken and the other is beef.
They've done that.
They had that. That was the land, air, and sea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
They did land in the air.
Land, air, and sea was there's also a filet fish.
Filet
fish.
Oh,
but I was going to say,
sounds...
this Lent season, Fish Macs.
Fish Macs.
You heard it here first, McDonald's.
Your move.
The Big Mac chicken patty, you cannot switch out. For hot and spicy, but you can get four of them on the sandwich if you'd like instead.
Oh, boy.
Oh, gosh.
Big Mac bun, you can go zero. All right, I can just take away the bun.
Four chicken patties, no
How
bun.
How much does the price change?
Extra cheese.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Put some grilled onions on that.
I'm putting extra sauce
no
on
lettuce,
it as well.
No bun, four patties.
Extra mac
extra
sauce.
Cheese.
Yeah, loving that.
Sauerkraut.
Mmm. That's my ranking for this, is molluscum. That looks good. Molluscum.
Type munch.
I will say, I'm a little surprised we didn't get Mick Cumms.
Like so much on it,
yeah.
So much mayonnaise on it. I would rather have I'd rather have mayonnaise than mac sauce on this.
Well, because with the extra bread, like you said, I feel like if we had ended up with a McCum, I wouldn't have been the most upset about it.
No, it would have been nice. That's what we call the one with a lot of mayo on it.
Yeah,
but yeah. So I would say very good.
You want to get cream pie?
Chicken Big Mac. Hold on. What would I rate this? I would rate this a. I don't think I'd get it.
Is
again.
Josh Allen not scoring me any fucking points?
I'm with you. I'm with you just calling it. I'd give it 55.
Okay.
A little above mid, but still mid. But Owen's rotating in for pie. Oh, okay. All right. Well, good luck. All right. Owen's rotating in for pie. What is he watching?
What do you think I'm watching?
Are you watching the game right
He's
now?
He's watching Dune.
Which game?
Bills Jets.
Damn, I was hoping there was an Islanders game on.
Do you know why?
What?
Because
five-team parlay?
My five-team parlay depends on the Bills.
Is it alive?
It's alive.
I didn't know that.
The Bills are currently down 30-2.
That's funny. The 1 week we're not going to talk about it. Does Aaron Rodgers look bad? I need
yes,
him.
Yes, he just got sacked.
I need
for
him
the
to
third
get
time.
Like 0 points. So.
He might may or may not have a touchdown already, and the Jets moved the ball for 120 yards in the first quarter.
Yes, he does have a passing touchdown.
Yeah! All right, I lost then. I was just in a game where he could only have 2 points. So,
well, he got sacked three times, so he might have negative passing yards.
That almost never counts.
Ooh,
against
Josh him. Allen already has me 13 points in the second quarter. Let's go.
Probably ran in a touchdown. Toss that down there to the boys. Strawberry and cream McDonald's pie.
This is going to be good. McDonald's pies don't miss.
It's true. Nice and warm. Honestly.
You ever had a McDonald's pie been like, no thanks?
Are we yeah, just I have.
Do we just Lady and the Trampas?
Yeah.
Split it in half, it. Goober. Here. Do you wanna break or choose?
Choose.
That's a good call. That's a man. That man knows ball. That man had siblings.
Good call.
The one I just don't like breaking creamy things.
Okay. I got it.
All right.
All right.
See, break or choose is always like the fairest thing ever yeah. because mm-hmm. the person who breaks can only feel bad for themselves if they mess up.
Sure. Man.
Honestly, this is the best McDonald's pie I've ever had, honestly.
We got this at 7:05. 7 o'clock. And what time is it now?
8:20.
8:20. It's still warm.
Yeah, yeah. It's like the right level of warm, mm-hmm. too.
That's and crazy. It's not too crunchy, but it's not soggy either. Legitimately, that is the best McDonald's pie I've ever had.
I think the strawberry side of it's better than the cream side of it. I like this better than their apple pie.
I think this blends really well.
Hold on.
I also don't love apple pie.
Let's relax on the McDonald's
I don't
apple
love,
pie. Slinger.
I don't love that. I don't love apple pie that much.
I'm just asking you to calm down on the apple pie slander from McDonald's, okay?
I'm going all apple pie
See,
slander. Remember, it's overrated.
Remember the good old days back before Trump, back before anything, back before any of this crap, back when George Bush was president and the McDonald's Our apple goat. Pie was 50 cents? The
Freedom McDonald's fries.
They were two for a dollar. I forgot.
That was a long way to get there, but yeah, I do remember that, yeah.
You know, everything was right with the world.
Oh, my God.
No, this isn't a political ad. It's just McDonald's apple pies used to be 50 cents. Fuck, that was a good old days. Truman you could get a fucking culture. McDouble, medium fry, medium chocolate shake, and two apple pies for fucking $6.
I'll never forget when Burger King came out with the diabetes meal, which was...
Oh, God.
That was the one I was giving Joe a hard time about. It was right when they started doing the, like... It was like the celebrity... The like celebrity meals.
Yeah, right when they started doing like the BTS and the Megan Thee Stallion.
Right, but Burger King had their versions of it. And somebody, it was like a Whopper, a large fry, a chocolate shake, mozzarella, and like mozzarella sticks or chicken fries. And Joe was like, it's only $6. I was like, Joe, it's 3,000 calories. Because it was like a big Whopper, a shake, dude, and all the...
Because the shake is like 800
calories.
Yeah,
the shake is like 900 calories. Yeah, I was like, Jesus Christ. I was like, what the fuck is this? All right. Okay, one more.
Sorry, I just looked Deep at my dish. Opponent's team. He has Dak Prescott, who scored negative 3 points.
Wow. Yeah, 3.2 points. Left his ass on the bench. And I'm going to win a match with him in.
I swear to God, if this isn't Chicago, if this is Barcelona, I'm going to be upset.
This is,
but they give you water. You know.
Oh, that's true.
It looks like water to me.
Water. This is very clearly Chicago. There is no way anywhere in Italy would disrespect a pizza by making it look like this.
It's under the sauce.
What's Tuscany doing on the board randomly?
Very interesting.
I'll take that bait.
Taking Tuscany?
Yeah.
Vincent's correct. Where do you guys think deep dish pizza started? It didn't start
Chicago.
It started in Tuscany.
That is not fucking Tuscany, bro.
It is Chicago. This is right after we got back. This is the one thing Tina and I compromised. Tina, we always get Portillo's every time we're in Chicago. And I always want deep dish. She doesn't care for deep dish that much. She's okay with it, but she doesn't want it ever. I want it. And so the last couple times we've gone back, we've only gotten Portillo's. And I was like,
come on, man.
She's like, we can have one thing while we're here. And I was like, any way we could swing deep dish? And she was like,
Yeah, that's the right reaction. It's a freaking affront to pizza.
This is technically actually a stuffed pizza. So it's technically, there's crust, there's cheese, and then there's another layer of crust, and then the sauce.
Have you heard of lasagna?
This is just
that looks like
a double baked ravioli is what that is.
Again, people, you can say whatever you want about a deep dish. I like it. It's the same thing with boneless.
You're not allowed to like things.
It's the same thing with boneless wings where people are like, that's just sauce nuggets. I don't care.
Okay,
call me yum yum, but the fucking different, twisty yummies.
The difference
I don't
in between boneless wings and deep dish pizza is that boneless wings are good.
Deep dish pizza is good. Have you had deep dish pizza?
Yeah, I've had lasagna before.
You're lying, bro. You've never had it.
I've had lasagna before.
You've never had deep dish pizza.
I have had deep dish pizza.
That shit is literally just fucking lasagna. You cannot tell me it's not lasagna with a
like
hard
lasagna?
Outer crust.
It's not lasagna with a hard outer crust. I just told you.
So it's like a...
It's like a quiche.
So
it looks like a quiche.
Like,
to
it's kind of like a quiche.
You know, like when you get soup in a bread bowl? It's more akin to that, but
no,
it's
like
solid.
Lou Malnati's is kind of like that.
I'm just saying.
Giordano's stays together a little bit
better.
I'm a Giordano's man myself.
You said that at a pizza restaurant?
We went to Lou's and Giordano's, and I didn't like either.
Oh, fair enough.
I'm just saying, you bring an Italian to this restaurant, and they're crying, probably having a heart attack.
It's under the sauce.
It's under the sauce.
And then they're going to go and like have to pay for the hospital bills.
Yeah. They'll be like, what? I have to pay? All right. Where's this from?
How many slides? What slide?
Tuscany.
Are we on?
There's a couple more.
Okay, so we got.
Fucking tell you. Fucking
okay, is that that's pasta on top?
We've done Rome.
Yes.
We've still
is
never
that
done
a prosciutto.
What's that?
We did
what,
do
what's that
nipples.
Thing
nipples
in the middle? Is
oh,
that,
nipples was pizza. You're right.
What's that yellow liquid in the middle? Is that olive oil?
This is wine. This is white wine.
So this is either
this is this thing down here
Barcelona
too.
Or Tuscany. This is Tuscany.
I went with Tuscany as well.
Has Taormina already been said?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Barcelona and Tuscany are the only ones that haven't been said.
We're just assuming that they only ate one meal in each of
these
places.
Show Owen a garlic bread and he says, yuck. Bring an Italian anywhere and they complain. I don't think you're rooted in Italian, are you?
No.
Didn't feel. You feel very German.
I am extremely German.
Yeah, we knew that.
We've been new.
So wait, what are my options? Barcelona or Tuscany?
What?
Barcelona or Tuscany?
Yep.
Yeah, give me Barcelona.
This is Tuscany.
Fuck.
This is absolutely Tuscany. Yeah.
Fucking dick
ass. Yeah. Table wine. This is just a plain red sauce pasta, and then this is a red sauce with meat pasta. This is prosciutto, and
then this is
pecorino cheese that has a truffle fig honey over the top of it.
That sounds gas.
And it is gas. Some of the best. Some
all
of
right,
the best
so one, I'm one for two.
Life.
I'm one for two. Okay.
We brought home a jar of that home. And we're trying to figure out
the
like,
cheese.
No, the honey. And they also had
you can
truffle.
Get pecorino here pretty easily.
Yeah, I saw. It. We saw it. We were like, eh. We got a different kind of more a different cheese to go with it. And then we also got truffle pesto there. Mm-hmm. Best pesto I've ever had in my life, but also expensive. So I think what the goal is, I told Tina we need to do it like Pampered Chef. We almost need to because it cost $80 to ship it over, or it cost. Yeah, like $80 to ship anything over. So to get a $25 jar of honey and pay $80 to ship it over, not worth it. But what we need to do is have all of you guys taste it So then we can all start to split the shipping costs.
Oh my!
We need to like Pampered Chef or like not quite like it's like multi-level marketing where it all funnels down all the honey.
It's really an inverted funnel system, not a pyramid scheme.
It's not a pyramid. It's just all the honey comes down to you at the bottom there. Yeah,
Mr. Truman, I love you. I don't think I'm shipping food across the Atlantic, buddy.
It's pretty good. You're not shipping it, to be fair. They're shipping it. you don't have to pack anything.
You know what food I want to ship across the Atlantic? A corn dog. I want to have make them eat that.
Yeah, that's fair.
Listen, they got hot dogs figured out in London. I'll tell you that.
That'll kill a small Italian child.
Halal beef hot dog place, like right outside of Old St. John's.
Mm-hmm.
She was good as fuck.
Fair. And there is no pictures of Barcelona. We basically landed our ship in Barcelona, and they drove us 20 minutes from the port to the airport through Barcelona, and that was it.
Hell yeah.
That was all a diversion. I just put that up there.
Joe, you missed it. Fucking on the last.
I got one right, one wrong.
On the slide before the last one, Tuscany randomly made an appearance. Hadn't been on any of the slides previously.
Was that not on any of the? Oh my god! I thought it was all the other slides.
No, that's why I was like, that's suspicious.
Well, that's obviously Portillo's.
It should have been on the what?
Whichever was the yes. Yeah, that one's obviously Portillo's.
Portillo's is
say it again.
It's a beef place.
Say it again.
Portillo's.
Portillo's.
Go tell Tina. Go upstairs. Tell Tina you got
no,
that.
Joe,
we got.
Pronouncing it correctly. Portillo's is not a pizza place.
Go upstairs. Tell Tina that we got deep dish from Portillo's. That's what she says. She'll kick you back down the stairs that you went up.
Joe, she'll murder you. Don't do it. Your life is in
Portillo's, name. Where you get the Italian beef. You go to Giordano's or Lumanati's.
Oh, like from the chef.
Pizza. Yes, but do that's
Joe,
actually
Joe, your
the
life
beef.
Is in danger.
Oh, the bear. I mean.
I'm sorry that I'm not.
I know.
Hey, they're walking in.
No.
Oh, sorry.
They're very Illinoising.
Fair.
Ask
you mean Illinois?
Ice cream and pizza.
There's a lot of Illinois in Chicago.
I don't,
you know,
hate
I mean?
Ice cream and pizza.
Do you hate ice cream
I
and pizza?
I don't love pizza as much as the average American.
Sure.
Who's Worthless Texas? Do we know who
that's
is?
Chamberty. Yeah,
that's Chamberty.
Worthless Texas is
that
a
was
group.
Like... his auto-generated Xbox name when he was like 10 or whatever.
That's crazy. That
and he's just like, well, I live in Texas.
That is actually the genuinely best automatically generated two-word Xbox name I've ever heard.
Would you believe that it automatically put the oh my god, we just learned the name
the
of the
umlaut
thing.
Or the tilde?
Thing? No.
Something
accent
like that.
Mark?
No. We learned the name of it last week.
The triangle over the E?
Yes.
I don't know what that is.
Remember, we just learned the name of it last week when we were trying to put the E, when we were trying to put on top of the E for the Mexican episode last
Oobleck.
Week.
Oobleck?
That it's not fun. Oobleck.
That's flour and water.
That is definitely just slime from that old children's folk story.
It is flour and water. We make it in science.
I thought that was the I thought that was the guardian of the hidden temple in that one game show. No, sorry. That was Oobleck. Sorry.
Are you talking about wait,
the
isn't that called, isn't it just called a hidden temple?
Yeah,
that like show was fucking awesome.
That one was awesome.
And a cute accent?
Unfortunately, no. Truman, that shit aired in like the late 90s, so we only got reruns.
I know.
I was like slightly too young to remember any of that show. Dude, I just remember it being awesome.
Almost none of them ever got through the temple and put together the statue of the golden monkey. I swear.
I never saw
I don't
a
think
kid.
I ever saw it.
I never saw a kid get through.
It is a Newtonian. It's a Newtonian liquid. Yes.
Dude, oh, okay.
It's actually non-Newtonian.
Non-Newtonian.
Dick-ass. There
you
go. There it is. Yeah, yeah, it fucking
nice
better.
PhD. You know what
nice
I hated?
PhD, idiot.
Yeah, dude, I hated those game shows when they had the simple memory one.
Yep.
Nice
and it's
PhD.
Like it's like seven squares.
Yeah.
And it's like straight diagonal. And someone's like, I'm like, I'm gonna jump through the screen. And
yep. All right. Somebody rate the strawberry cream pie.
Are you talking about an accent grave?
No.
Yes. I'm going to go with, I don't know if this is crazy or not. I'm going to give it a 98.
Evan, you're getting this again tomorrow. It was so good.
Yeah.
All right. The 98 is pretty crazy. But it
Evan,
was very good.
Evan, you realize that 98 is the highest anything's ever graded on this show.
That's not true.
I feel like.
I think there was some melt monsters that we put in 99.
That was like.
Oh, maybe.
Or
at least 98.
I haven't felt happy. In a long time.
this made me feel joy.
This is like this the one. Feeling of happiness when you haven't had it in a long time. Now, I'm generally a pretty happy person, but even that made me happier.
That's what does spark
you know,
is what he's saying.
You know, Evan, I'm going to need a Snapchat whenever you get one of these now. if these make you this happy. Please.
Every time, instead of whenever K-State wins, instead of eating pickles, anytime they lose, go eat a strawberry cream pie.
I need the pick-me-up.
Enjoying a cream pie with the wife. Wait a minute.
Evan's possible exaggeration aside, this was pretty fucking good. I can't give it an A, though. Give me, like, a 79.
What? How can you not give it an A?
What?
Yeah.
Because I'm not...
It's not a 98, but it is a 93.
I'm not thinking about this. I'm not going to get it this week, though. You know what I'm saying?
I would get it next time I go to McDonald's.
Fucking.
Wait, how much did it cost?
Listen, this might be crazy.
Two-pack was $2.50.
Might be crazy.
Back in the good old days.
Have we ever considered it?
If a two-pack is $2.50... That means you could get four of these for only $5. Just think about that, guys.
That is true.
No.
So are we not considering the fact that this could be the first ever Dublin's 100?
All right, give me like an 84 then. Give me an 84 then. This was pretty fucking
good. Yes, I'm at 85.
Joe, you missed out. It was unironically the best McDonald's pie has ever made.
Yeah, I can't believe you chose to sit out on this.
It was still warm, Joe.
It's gasoline.
Get two on the way home. Go not across the street. Go to the McDonald's. That's nearest to me, which is definitely way far away. Go to that one.
It's definitely so far away.
The one over by the,
you know,
library?
Thing.
Yeah, the one that's down the street, yeah.
The one that's close-ish to a library and a Wendy's.
The one that is...
The one that's around the corner a couple blocks away, yeah.
Googling McDonald's in KC. Yeah, dude, you're going to have 100 results.
Yeah. All right, there you go. That's it. That's all the rating. Chicken Big Mac, 58. It's fine.
Yeah.
I would recommend two McChickens over it. Owen, is that where you were at on the
Chicken Big Mac?
Yeah, you
had it. I thought it was solid. I'm not choosing it over a regular Big Mac.
Right.
But it's literally just two big chicken nugget patties.
Would you rather have two McChickens or this Chicken Big Mac?
Oh, two McChickens.
Yeah, that's where I was at. Especially hot. You get one hot and spicy, one regular.
Well, it's one of those things. It's one of those items that you say, you know, you should go try it because it's solid.
It was worth the novelty, I will say.
Yeah, it's worth a go, but the McChicken at McDonald's is perfected slop, guys.
Yeah, that is good. The Roaring Bull asked, what if the spicy McChicken patties? That's what we were saying as well. Yeah, that'd be
fine. It's not even a question.
Yeah.
Two spicy McChicken patties with Big Mac sauce and pickles and lettuce?
Also, speaking of good slop, you got to get the double cheeseburger from McDonald's, the perfect macros. Everybody's been hyping up the macros on the
double cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger McDonald's.
I thought it was the McDouble that was a perfect macro.
I think it's the double. It's one or the other. It might be the double cheeseburger.
One of them is like 360 calories, and then I know the McDouble is exactly 300 calories.
Then I can't remember.
I think it's the double cheeseburger because you get two slices of cheese.
Yeah, I think the cheese really isn't that unhealthy for you per se.
Let me consult the McDonald's app that I definitely didn't use today.
Okay, all right, and let's do outros. Oh, hey, thank the patrons. Joe?
Yes, me.
Skyler? Ozzy?
Aaron? Mailbox Casey?
Now open in the Iron District.
Yeah.
That is
still open
in the Iron District.
The McDouble with everything is exactly 400 calories.
I could get it without the ketchup. I don't need the ketchup on it.
The double cheese is 450. It's 50
calories per slice of cheese.
I think it might have just been the normal cheeseburger. Although I feel like there's not enough meat on the regular cheeseburger.
Yeah. Interesting.
Thank you, Joe.
The regular cheese.
Really?
I'm crushing this league.
The regular cheese is 300 calories.
Vincent crushing in fantasy?
We've had enough of this nonsense.
Good transition.
Goodbye, everybody.